If you're having your late breakfast this morning, just be aware, our next topic is not for the faint-hearted. It's all about head lice. Katrina O'Riordan is a pharmacist and a member of the Irish Pharmacy Union. Good morning to you, Katrina. How are you?
Good morning, Shane. Thanks for having me on.
Good to have you on. Pity it's such a grim topic, head lice. but unfortunately, and I think a lot of people are shocked how quickly the summer has gone, but some secondary schools are back this week. Primary schools will be back very shortly. You say this is an opportune time to check for those little critters.
Well, absolutely. I think before they go back to school and start meeting the friends and hanging out together again, it's a good idea to make sure that your children are clear of head lice at this point. And I suppose then going forward, we'd recommend regular checking as the best possible method of prevention. So screening, maybe setting a day, Saturday night after their bath or something like that, and just checking behind the ears, the nape of the neck, for signs of infestation. And the sooner you catch it, the quicker and easier it is to get rid of. And I suppose, not to contradict you, but it really isn't that awful a topic. Like, it's not something you like to find, but it's something as pharmacists that we deal with day in, day out. And it's, it's just, I suppose, a reality of childhood, and we can get it sorted pretty quickly.
But are the mams and dads who come into you with little Johnny and Mary with the infestation of head lice, are they not mortified walking into you in your pharmacy?
Yes, I think, an awful lot of people would be, particularly if it's their first time. I think, maybe if you've had a number of children pass through school, you've come to realise that it's not as bad as you might think it might be. But I suppose, I'd like to emphasise that, from our point of view, it's just another little, common ailment of childhood. And, we're not a bit upset or excited about it. And we just like people to know that don't be embarrassed, don't be stressed. Just come on in and give us all the details, and we'll work out what the best remedy is and give the best advice on it.
And why is head lice common among children and not adults?
Well, I suppose it's down just to the nature of it. So lice are a parasite, so they live on the scalp. They have to live on the scalp and suck blood. Apologies to the breakfast people.
They suck blood? Is that how they live?
That's how they live. That's their food stuff.
And
they pass. The only way they pass, they don't fly, they don't hop, nothing dramatic like that. They literally pass from here to here, like just stroll across. So, as adults, we wouldn't tend to have a whole lot of head-to-head contact. But in schools, kids are clustered together, they're looking over books, they go to the playground, they're playing little rough and tumble games, and they just tend to have a lot of hair-to-hair contact. Now, historically speaking, it would have been, up to the kind of end of primary school would have been the worst time period for it. But in the past number of years, we've seen a little resurgence in secondary schools, and anecdotally speaking, it's the advent of selfies, and so people are all squishing together for the selfie, and unfortunately it's given an opportunity for the lice to walk along. So like, especially with the smaller children, we'd suggest keeping the hair either short if it's a boy, or if the hair is long, keeping it in a nice, keep you tied up or a nice tight plait, and so the less hairs that are floating around, the less opportunity for the lice to travel across.
Well, it's another benefit of being bald, I suppose, is that you don't get head lice. Now, you say after maybe the bath on a Saturday night or things like that to check for it, are you able to see our little friends?
So what you're looking for, the advice would be to divide the hair into sections so that you can kind of categorically rule out each section and kind of go, yep, that's clear, then move on to the next section. Wet combing can be a little bit better, particularly if you use a bit of conditioner, because that, if there are any live lice walking around, that'll immobilise them, so you'll see them pretty easily.
Like, Katrina, you're trying to make me sick here this morning.
I don't get sick.
So what, if you get conditioner on the comb and they all start, they start moving around, do they?
Well, like, if, I suppose, they are teenage insects. The adult ones are about the size of a sesame seed, so you're looking for something small, brown, about the size of a seed, and it will actually move. It really isn't that bad. If you put on conditioner, it'll just immobilise them temporarily. They'll get a bit stuck, a bit glued, so you'll see them easily and you'll be able to get them out. It's using a specific comb now. I'm talking about a fine-tooth comb. You'll get them in any pharmacy.
Right.
And then for the unhatched ones, so the eggs, they lay them close to the base of the hair, kind of behind the ear, nape of the neck, maybe under the fringe. Now, they are more difficult to spot and they are glued quite firmly, so they're more difficult to get off. But again, doing it section by section, you'll be able to get rid of them. Now, what we'd advise is, I suppose, regular weekly screening, and then at least if somebody catches one or two during the week, you'll get them out before they start multiplying. Then if you do find that there is something there, check the rest of the family. There's no value in using treatment preventatively. I mean, you can't treat something that isn't there. But if you do find, one or two live lice on your child, then I say check everybody and then get an appropriate treatment.
Right. Now, I'm terribly narrow-minded. So I would assume that if I went to a pharmacist and they told me I had head lice, I would assume that I'm a dirty person.
Yeah, no, not at all. There's absolutely no link to hygiene whatsoever, none whatsoever. It's they're a common parasite, and whether the hair is clean, dirty, it doesn't matter to them. They just move along from head to head, so they're not fussy.
And how do they get from head to head? You're saying they don't jump, they go through hair. Is it like through coats and things, or how do they get there?
No, they don't live. Like, well, we would say, if your child did have them, wash the bed sheets, wash the pillowcases, but just in a normal wash, they don't live long off the head. I mean, maximum of 24 hours. So okay. It might seem surprising that they spread so rapidly, given that they have to literally have head to head contact. But, in schools, it is, small children, you'd be surprised how quickly they go around. I think we all probably would have got at some stage, if you have kids in school, the note or the text saying that somebody in class has them. And I suppose it is good manners to inform the teacher, and they will discreetly and anonymously inform the class, so that every child can be checked. And it's a good reminder, if it's easy to fall out of the habit of doing it every week. So it's a good reminder, right, get back on top of it again. Parents do use as well. They use sprays that contain tea tree oil.
Oh, yeah.
As a preventative, so you just spritz it on in the morning, every morning.
You do with a dog, with the fleas on a dog.
Maybe not a nice comparison, but yes. there is some scientific evidence, not very heavy or strong, but tea tree oil apparently does reduce the mobility of the lice. So it's worthwhile doing. I mean, you will do anything. But I think really regular screening, keeping the hair tied back, and then once, if you find something, get advice straight away, and we'll be able to advise on the products. But I think there was a study, you may have seen it in the past couple of weeks, where there was a professor, I think in the States, expressing concern about super lice and immunity and all this. But
What's super lice?
Well, I think it caused a lot of concern, and we certainly noticed an increase in queries. He was talking about immunity and the lice developing immunity, evolving to be immune to the treatments. But that was kind of old news, to be honest, to us, because the products have moved on, and the newer products are not pesticides, so they're far more suitable for children with sensitive scalps, etc. And they just work on actually suffocating or dehydrating the lice and getting rid of them. Now, you do have to, once you treat, you need to treat again in 7 to 10 days, because unhatched ones may hatch and start reproducing. So you break the life cycle. So do it now, do it again in 7 to 10 days, and then that's you done. And keep fine combing in the week in between. And that's it done, over and done, sorted.
I'll never eat again. You you have me paranoid now, because I keep scratching my head here. So thank you for that.
It's a common thing again, kind of like a psychosomatic kind of a scratch afterwards.
I keep scratching.
Honestly, I can't emphasize enough, it's just not a big deal to pharmacists. Just literally, we hear it day in, day out. Come in, we'll give you the advice and arm you with the tools to sort it out.
Okay, well, if I go into you now, you need to bring me into a dark room, because I don't want anyone hearing about my problems with lice. Katrina, great advice.
Yeah, absolutely. Confidentiality assured. I am telling you.
Good stuff. Thank you so much for joining us this morning. Katrina O'Riordan there, who's a pharmacist, member of the Irish Pharmacy Union. I'm going to get sick. Thank you very much for that, Katrina.